Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our strength, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Isaiah chapter 40. We read verses 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we are into the first week of February. It's time to check and see how those New Year's resolutions are coming along. Did you make one this year? Did you make some this year? Have you already broken it? Have you already broken all of them if you made several? Now, don't beat yourself up too badly. Most people don't have theirs kept still at this point either. Depending on the poll that you read, somewhere between 8 and 9% of people keep their New Year's resolutions throughout the year. And depending on the polls you read on the internet, some even say 8% keep their resolution for even just 1 month. So as you see February arriving, it can be a bit of a sobering reminder that those good intentions, those hopes we had for improvement in certain areas of our lives just 1 month ago, they don't always come to fruition, do they? It can be a reminder that a change in calendar years doesn't magically guarantee a real fresh start, or renewed health, or better eating and exercise habits, or a new you. On that cheerful note, let me remind you that 1 month into this new year, whether you've made your resolution, whether you've kept your resolutions or not, we still have the same sure and certain promises of God. Just like we had every one of the past days, months, and years of our lives. In Him and because of Him, we can say with certainty, you are a new you. Now, it may not always be in the ways that we want to be made new. New diet, new health, new body. But God guarantees that he has and does renew us in the only way that truly counts, and that is spiritually. These verses from our text always hold a special place in my heart because verse 31 of this section of Isaiah was the passage that my high school class chose as our graduation verse. Those of you who are a bit older, I'm not including myself in this category, of course, you might have a hard time remembering what it was like to be a senior in high school, to be 18 years old, to have that seemingly limitless energy, enthusiasm, and strength of someone who has the world in front of them as a high school senior. But as many of us also know very well, youth is no guarantee of good health. Physical strength is no guarantee of true strength, and earthly power is no guarantee of endurance or longevity. Our text reminds us in verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But as our text also reminds us, when our true power source is the Lord, Jehovah, the one true God, our strength, no matter what our age is untiring and unlimited. Listen again to the verses of our text, verse 29 and verse 31. He, that is the Lord, Jehovah, gives power to the weak, And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How do we get this strength? This strength from the Lord, Jehovah, the one true God? Well, again, the verse answers the question, doesn't it? Verse 31 says, when we wait on the Lord. That word can also be translated hope in the Lord. It is a twin sister of faith, you might say. Faith and trust in the Lord are what bring true strength. Trust in ourselves, trust in other people, our own feelings, our own strength, that's only going to end up bringing frustration and eventually will bring failure. Even trusting in others, even the most trustworthy people, they will eventually stumble. They're not always perfect, don't always give the best advice. But trusting in the Lord will never fail. Even when it seems very difficult to wait or hope in the Lord, we know that He's going to give us exactly what we need at exactly the right time. Think about that thought. He gives us exactly what we need at exactly the right time. Think about those times in life where life has gotten toughest. When you felt like you were just about to break. What got you through it? Was it because you put in a little extra time in the gym this week or ran a few extra miles? Did you try and convince yourself that you're a smart enough person, you're a tough enough person to get through this personal tragedy in a reasonable way? No. When we are face down without strength or without might of our own because of what this world, this sin-filled world has thrown our way, or even because of our own foolishness or our own sinful actions, we cry out to the Lord for help. In our text, He promises He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, He increases strength. He has never broken a promise. He will never fail us. He will never leave us. He loves us, and He wants us to trust, fully trust, in His love. Often, and I would say far too often, we forget this, don't we? We are no different than the people of Isaiah's day. The people of Isaiah's day were guilty of forgetting this about the Lord at times as well. The Lord knew that when He had the Israelites carried away into the Babylonian captivity for 70 long years, they would be tempted to lose hope. They might forget that God actually loved them, that God was still with them, even there in that horrible situation of being captive in a foreign country. So He would remind His people through the prophet Isaiah of the truth that He was still their all-powerful Creator God, whose ways and reasons are far above their own. Listen again to verse 28. He says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable." When we forget God's power and His love, He needs to turn us back to the proof that He's not only capable of helping us and giving us strength, but also return to the proof that He truly loves us more than we can imagine. And He wants to give us His strength. That ultimate proof of not just His strength, but also His love, is of course found in His Son, Jesus Christ. The month of February not only reminds us that we probably haven't kept our New Year's resolutions, but the month of February might also remind us that it's the month of Valentine's Day. A month where we talk about love. And God gave the ultimate "I love you" by sending His Son Jesus to be the gift of love for each one of us. He showed us His power and His compassion through the incredible miracles and the words that Jesus spoke, as we heard again in one of our scripture readings from today. He showed the ultimate proof of his undying commitment and his devotion to us by earning our salvation for us, by sacrificing that only Son of his, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary. And then, just to leave nothing in doubt, he proved his promises to us by raising Jesus from the dead. So once again today, God reminds us of his promises, the promises of his power and his love for us. And he asks us, have you not known? Have you not heard? That's a rhetorical question used for effect, right? You have. You do know. You have heard. We do know and we have heard. We just don't always remember. And we don't always truly take it to heart. But what I want all of us to realize this morning is that God just doesn't make his promises to make you a new you. He has promised many times through his word that through faith in Jesus Christ, he has made you a new you. He has renewed you. In his word, he promises us this. In Christ, we're told in 2 Corinthians 5, we are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, God tells us we can do all things through him who gives us strength. God also promises that in Christ, his mercies are new to us every morning. In Christ, every day is a day of renewal and newness. In Christ, every day, God is bringing about a new you, a renewed you. We don't have to wait until next New Year's Day. His promises and his strength are waiting for us right here in his word, as close to us as our Bibles, which for many of us are right there in our phones. If you have a Bible app, your word is right there with you wherever you go. Never forget that. In these words and promises of God, that is where we find true strength. Not because they are some feel-good, religious, wishful thinking promises that help us think optimistically about the future. No, these are words and promises that are powerful and give us strength because they are true. They are true in Christ. And so I encourage you, as we go about the days of this new year that is now more than a month old, to remind yourselves of these promises of God. Read his word. He will renew your strength, your spiritual strength. Read those promises for yourself in his word and remind yourself of all that God has done for you. Remind yourself of the new you he has made you in Christ. Did you know that there are thousands of promises from God in the Bible? Thousands. As you read through his word, maybe take some time to jot down when you come across a promise and keep that list somewhere so you can remember more easily those promises and review those promises that God has made to you and to me. So whether or not you've had the willpower to keep your New Year's resolution, whether you made the resolution or not, we pray that God would give us his untiring strength in our bodies, in our minds, and most importantly, in our souls. We pray that he would remind us and instill in us faithfulness and trust in his word and his promises. And above all, we pray that he would give us hearts that are truly comforted by his peace through the forgiveness that was won for us by the death of his son Jesus. That peace, which you hear me say words from the scripture every Sunday, peace that surpasses understanding, that unburdens our heavy consciences from the weight of our sin and guilt, and allows us to truly and freely mount up with wings like eagles and soar each day in Christ's newness toward our heavenly home. Amen. Please rise. and that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.